Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to me Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Kuf Yotet, and we're holding on Kuf Yotet Omud Beit, and we were learning sugya that had begun. The whole issue was dealing with the number of seudas on Shabbos, and that leads us now to the transition into the next issue, which is Omer of Nachman. This is about seven lines up. Omer of Nachman, Teiteli de Kayami to Sholosh Seudas b'Shabbos. But this begins a whole series of things called Teiteli. What is Teiteli? Parshas of Teiteli, as Rashi says later on, is that I should be zeicha to see great schar from the fact that I was doing X. And each person, we'll see later on, is known to have been marked, but on one particular mitzvah is actually the Farshim that say that a person, it's really for a person to choose a mitzvah that they're specially marked on. So these were expressions of specific mitzvahs. The Gemara brings many of these things as a result of the opening of Shalosh Seudas, which is a continuation of the previous sugya. So Omer of Nachman, Teite Li Dekayamit Shalosh Seudas B'Shabbos. I was particularly marked on being Mekayim Shalosh Seudas. It's interesting, Tosfos of Bechayos brings a raya from here that you see that it wasn't the norm to be so marked on Shalosh Seudas, because otherwise what you say, Teite Li. That I should be Makabel Schar, or others learn. What are they asking me, Makabel Schar? I'm not sure. You're supposed to be not Mevakish Schar. You're supposed to be L'shem the Mitzvah. The Schar comes on its own. So it means Teiteli is the Siyat Rishmai. He says, I should get Siyat Rishmai to be Makayim this thing, because that's what I'm Makbin on. So I'm Makayim Iyun Tefila. And Tosis explains, of course, this is not the bad Iyun Tefila, which we say, you know, the Mitzvah. Iyun Tefila means that he was Makavin in his davening. Iyun Tefila that's bad is that he's waiting to see the impact of this tefillah. Omer Ravuna Breder of Yeshua Tetiri Lo Saginash Arba Amais Begilui Rosh. I was very mocked, but never to walk four Amais without covering my head, from which the Peskimer Medayek that you see from here, almost all the Peskimer, it's actually Machlekes, bring a raya from here that wearing a yarmulke is a Midas Hasidus, not Mia Granton. Because otherwise, what's the big deal? And furthermore, that even mitam midas chasidus, it's only when you're walking arba amas, but I'm sitting, there's no need to be wearing a yarmulke. That's also machlokas. But most are medayik that way. Om Rav Shesha Teta Tli Dekayenit Mitzvah Tfilin. That I was zeicha to be mekayim Rashi Lo Zukas. What does that mean? Must mean that he wasn't heilich arba amas without tfilin. It's an answer of the previous maimer. From Rav Nachman, Teiteli Dekayemet Mitzvah Tzitzis, which means that he was makbid not to be Helech Arbamis without Tzitzis. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rei the Rabba, Avuch B'mai Zoyer, what was your father, Rabba, most makbid on? Tvei, what was he most makbid on? Omer Lei B'tzitzit, Yom Al-Khada, one day, he was walking up a ladder, he was Salik B'Darga, on the way up the ladder, Ifsik Lechuta, one of his Tzitzit tore. And he wouldn't come down until he fixed the tzitzit. So he wouldn't even walk up and down the ladder. The thing that I was marking on, Abaya was Roshiva. So when I saw one of the Talmidim who finished the Masechta, I would make a seer for everybody, encourage them to learn. When I was Bezecha, the Schar, the Chiyot, the Tzubim, Rabbanu, the Kamayla, Dina. If there was a bezin that I was a member of, where a Talmud Chacham was brought to din of some kind, lo mazina reisha besadir kukamet lo meafichim beskutei, I wouldn't lay down to sleep until I had killed myself to try to figure out some tzatzchus for him. Omar Mar Baravashi, I couldn't even be a dayan in a case where there's a Talmud Chacham. Basilna leletzurim rabban ledina, my time. I love them as much as I love myself. The inadam roech uvalatzmo. Person can't see the bad side for his own actions. How am I going to be able to be honest in the din of the Talmud Chacham? Rebbe Chanina miyate v'koy apani d'malei Shabbata. Getting back now to the chavivas of Shabbos. So we've been talking about the seudais that a person is b'chaviv Shabbos. There's other ways that are also related to chiv of Shabbos. Rebbe Chanina used to wrap himself up. The Rambam brings the saloka, meaning he wrapped himself up in tzitzit, because that was the story we had earlier in the beginning of the Masechta, that they would dress up. It's the sadinim mitzuyatzim. So he learns that that's what miyantif always means b'tzitzit. Rashi, because of the context of the Gemara afterwards, understands that the meaning is b'begodim noy in his Shabbos clothes. So it was v'koya panya d'malei Shabbata. So this was early Erev Shabbos. And he would say, Bovin I'd say the Krat Shabbat HaMalkat is before Shkia. Rabbi Yanai would put on Lovish, Mane, he would put on his beautiful clothing, and this he did. B'male Shabbata v'yom ha'boichala boichala. So the beautiful mashal in this, beautiful. He says, look at the difference. Why does Rabbi Hanina say, Netze likrat kala? We're going to go out to meet the kala. And Rabbi Yonai says, this kala should come to me. Boichala, boichala. Which way is it? So he says, that's the diak in the Gemara. Look at the nafkamina. Rabbi Hanina was going apanya the male Shabbat. And Rabbi Yonai was bimale Shabbat. That's the difference. Before and after. So it was a Shabbos. Initially, it's like a kala. So we say, yeah, kala, the chosid is yotze likrat kala, which is the minix. I'm happy with the chuppah. The kala, the chosid walks out with the kala that's coming. But once it's already b'male Shabbata, so then the zuga, bazuga of Yisroel is the Shabbos. So then already you want the kala to come into the cheder, so to speak. You say, boy, kala, because it's already at the time of the chuppah. So it's already past the time that it's yotze likrat. Such a beautiful deal. Rabba bar Avuna iklu lavei Rabba bar Rav Nachman. So he came on Shabbos once, unexpectedly, to Rabbi Bar Nachman's home, and krivu leitlat soi tachri. This was an immense amount, three saw of, they used to make this beautiful crepe kind of thing, which was fleshet, but it was covered with all types of shuman from the basar. Some others learned that it was cooked in an oven that had been lined with, they sprayed the edges with shuman, but in any event, I don't know that we have something similar to it, but it's very, very tasty, very kosher. So he was very impressed. Amar lem, oh, wow, knew I was coming. Amar lem, what, you think you're more important to us than Shabbos? We prepare this for Shabbos. You come. So you're Zohar Hadidin on Shabbos. It seems to be a not nice thing to say sometimes. But so there's interesting halakhic discussions here. Why, in fact, did Rabbi Bar of Nachman assume that it was made for him? Right, so Mepharshim explained, because he felt that if it hadn't been made for him, Rabbi Bar of Nachman, why did he think it was made for him? No, but why didn't? But here he really thought. He said, "How did you know I was coming?" So because he felt, it's all discussion in Brisker Rob about this. He felt that if not, they would have told him because it would have been Gnevus Das. Because like this, it looks like it was prepared for him. And they felt that if that's what he thought, that they had to let him know because otherwise you don't say you'd go to he will have to come out there and ask it. But Lomaisa, they didn't think Rabbi Bar Nachman assumed that he would take for granted that this is the way they prepare Shabbos. But he saw it wasn't like that, so he felt he had to tell him. But what was the heter? Not to tell him, indeed, if there was a chance that he would have. Because the halacha is, if you would have done it anyway, so then it's not called Gnevus Das. That's the thing about opening a thing of wine. So if you would have opened a thing of wine for this person, so you're allowed, even though anyway you had to open a thing of wine now, so then you don't have to inform him in advance. You should know it's not only for you, because I would have done it for you anyway. So the Mela, he didn't think it was necessary to tell him. There's a lot of interesting discussions. Here's a line of Gemara. It looks like, yeah, all right, stop. But the mindset involves a lot of considerations. Rabbi Zovin Betleisa Istri Pshita Bisra Betleisa Tafche. Rabbi Abba used to use 13 coins to go to 13 different butchers to buy by each one of them the most kosher meat that he could find. Umashin Lehu Atzinura Dadash, and he would put them right on his doorstep for his mishorsim in the house to grab and to bring into the kitchen. And he would say, Ashur Haya, come on, man, get a move on. Let's cook this. I'm going out to get more. When I come back, find everything ready. Let's not be lazy. So he's got the whole household moving. Later on, Rashi springs from Rabbi Halevi that 13 is a lashon of guzma always. So we'll find a lot of things in the sugya. And 13, there's many other examples in the Shas. 13, where 13 is used as wow. It doesn't mean literally. It just means a tremendous amount of, he went to additional expense and effort. Rabbi Abbao was very rich, and he would sit on an atakta kadashina, he would sit on an ivory throne. That's how rich he was. And the mitzvah, he was moshif the nura, he prepared the oven that it should burn for Shabbos, and that to him was a big mitzvah of Shabbos. Rav Anan lavish gunda. Rav Anan would put on a black suit, which they only wore b'shas avelis, or they're working in the kitchen, so it doesn't matter if it gets dirty. And he wanted to show that he was ready to work in the kitchen. The Tanit Rabbi Shmuel Begadim should be showed that the Rav Rabbi shouldn't wear your good clothes in the time that you're. This was we had before. This has been Ogea, the Otsas Hadershen. So going to get his says that's why it's Lavash Begadim Achirim. Alim Zog Ben Kosu Rabbi. You don't go and serve afterwards the coast when you work with it. That's why he would put on his yeshiva clothes for when he was doing the dirty work, and he put on his nice clothes for when he was sitting at the table. Rav Safra used to be makrich resha. If there was an animal whose head was going to be served, he would do the singeing of the hairs off of the head. and Rava would be Malach Shibuta. He took the fish for Shabbos and he would salt it. Rav Huna was Matik Shragi. Rav Huna remembers the one who said earlier that whoever is Zoyer b'Neirot Shabbat is Zochet to Banim Tamir Chachomim. So he used to go around the house lighting extra lights besides the Neirot Shabbos. Others learned this as a reference to the Neirot Shabbos themselves. If his wife was in the hospital having a baby or whatever the case was, then he would light the Pashkas. He was marred every Erev Shabbos additional lighting in the house, which many men go around, they take care of the lights in the house, the Shabbos clocks, and so on and so forth, because there's Gemara. Rav Papa Gadol Petita, he would get the Shabbos candles ready. Rav Chista for him, Silka. Rav Chista, he would slice the beets. Selek, there's two explanations. Rav Rashi says Selek is Teret. Teret is a spinach. But it's very interesting that Teret is part of the Silka family. So it's very, very difficult. In modern terms, spinach is viewed as part of the Mishpachat HaSilka. So and we use the Lashon of Forim both for slicing and for taking, we had earlier about the Yerek, Knivas Yerek. So Knivas Yerek is both for taking off the dry leaves from outside of a leafy vegetable or cutting. That could be either way. Rabbi, Rav Yosef, Salchei Tzivi, they would cut the firewood into little pieces to get the fire burning for Shabbos, or by Richie, it's for the sauna. Rabbi Zeir, Mitzatei Tzitutei, he would get things lit. Ramat Rabbi Yitzchak, he would drag whatever needed to be dragged, the table for Shabbos, the chairs, the table, whatever needed to be taken out, the chatif ayah, the chatif and ofik. He would be the one who moved it, the old furniture and new furniture, whatever they needed. And instead of asking anybody to do it for him, he said, listen, you Makadli Rabami Rabasi, if Rabami Rabasi were coming for Shabbos, you think that wouldn't be. For a visit. You think I wouldn't be careful to make sure that I had the whole house in perfect shape? So I would do it myself, Katfina Kamayo, and I wouldn't drag in their suitcases and so on. Others say it was Rabani Verbasi. They used to be Bechatif Adam Bechatif and Afghan, and they would say, and if Rabbi Yochanan was coming to our house, we wouldn't be grabbing his suitcases. The Shabbos is coming, so we take his suitcases ourselves. Yosef Mokir Shabbos, the famous man was Yosef Mokir Shabbos, he was the Yosef, the one who was Bechatif Shabbos. And he had in his neighborhood a good. This guy was a multi-millionaire. And the astrologers had told him, you should know, sir, that all of your property is going to be inherited by this Jew, Yosef Mokir Shabbos, your neighbor. He's going to be awkward. So this guy was just terrified of this coming true. So he decided he would sell all of his property and he would buy with it this immensely expensive stone. And that way he would always have all his property on him. No way that Yosef Mokir Shabbos was going to get it. And so he sold everything he owned, and he bought a marganita. And he fixed his marganita, and he has it sewn into his turban, b'sinanim. Hadi Tekova Marva, one day he's on the ferry, and comes along a sudden wind, and blows it into the yam. Afrika Zika Shadi B'maya, a fish comes along and swallows this beautiful stone, and Bolei Kavra, and that fish was caught right before Shabbat. So scribe to Apanya Mala Shabbata. So they said in the marketplace, man, who's gonna, this is a $200,000 tuna, this is something you gotta bring down to Tokyo. Who's gonna buy this over here? So Manzavaki Ashta. Armilo Zilam Tilagabi Yosef Mokir Shabbos. There's only one guy who's gonna buy a fish like this. Yosef Mokir Shabbos, he's ruggled to somebody. He buys anything that comes up better quality for Shabbos, even a minute before Shabbos. Go bring it to him. Sure enough, on Tuna Lizavne, he buys it. Kari, they open it up, and they ask Chabi Marganita, they find this valuable stone. He sells it for 13 barrelfuls of golden dinarim, again 13, Zalashin Guzma. And when he meets this old man walking by, the old man has a reputation, but they don't know him. The old man tells him, listen here, Mandi Yosef Shabbata, someone who lends Shabbos money, but Shabbos knows how to pay back, don't worry. Put out a lot of money for Shabbos, Shabbos gets the money back to you. Pare Shabbata. Boimene Rebbe Meir Bishmob Rebbe Yosef. Hashirim Shabbat Yisrael B'mayim Zochim. What's the schus to be very rich in Eretz Yisrael? Amar lo b'shvil shema asrim. Shemar aser ta aser. Aser b'shvil shetit asher. The lush, the double lush, aser ta aser is meant to say, you take off ma'aser, that way you will become rich. In Eretz Yisrael, we have the mitzvah ma'aser to become rich. He says, what about in Bava? In Bava, there's Eichel. There's a lot of rich people. They don't take ma'aser in Bava. From here, the Yavetz brings a riot that ma'aser k'safim is not really a chiyuv, because otherwise, why not say, so what do? In both, they had tremendous yeshivas. People gave tzedakah to yeshivas. They were mechabi Torah. For that, they get rich. Now, what about other places where they don't have yeshivas? It was a meiser. Rabbi Barava said, it's a balavai, but Lutkia. Let me go to Lutkia. And I'm sitting there. Oh my God, the riches of this guy. We're sitting there for Shabbos. And they bring in front of him a shulchan shel zahav, a golden table that takes 16 people to carry. And it's got 16 shalshalot shel kesef kvod, but it's got these chains. It's surrounded by solid silver chains. And on the chains of the karot, kasot, kitoniot, tzeluchiot, are all around the table. I'm missing anything like it. They put it down in front of him. They said, Hashem Aretzim Lo, which is the remez, you can't have any of this until you make brachas. The Gemara says in brachas. When they take the table away, then it's after the brachas. It's a Shemaim, Shemaim Hashem, Hashem Aretzim Lo, which is the difference. Kedim brachas, Lachar brachas, the Gemara says. Amarti lo bini, how did you get such a schus to have such a table? Amarti lo kataya, just a simple butcher, you know, katsava yiti. But every time I found a good animal, I said, oh, I'm putting it aside for Shabbos. Amarti lo ashrecha shezachita. Ah, it's wonderful to see such a thing. Ashrecha borach hamokom shezichah b'lekach. Amar lo kesev Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanan, how come the cholent smells so good by you guys? I walk by the Jewish area on Shabbos, you can go crazy from the smell. Why is it that the tafshil shel Shabbat has such an amazing smell? Rechon adev. So he told him, Amar lo, that's because, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Tavlin Echad Yesh, we have this magic spice, which is called Shabbos. And we put Shabbos into everything that we make, and that makes it smell this way. Rechon adev. So Caesar said, oh, send some to me. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, it's a big problem, because Kol HaMishamer Eta Shabbat Bo'ilo. It only works for people who keep Shabbos. I can't give it to you. Kol She'eno Mishamer Eta Shabbat, Eino Mo'ilo. Omar lo Resh Galuta L'Rav Amuna.
Smell it,
maybe. Yeah, smell, but it doesn't. It won't work on your stuff. Something very strange in this pasuk, because I mean, it already said this. We darshened earlier. It already said in the pasuk that in Tashiv Shabbat Raglecha V'Karata LeShabbat Oneg. You're already talking about Oneg Shabbos. What is the meaning of the double lashon L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubad? Shabbos is the Kedosh Hashem Lechora. No, so what's the difference between Shabbos, the covered, and the Oneg? So he said to him, no. Shabbos is Oneg, but there's a Kedosh Hashem that isn't Oneg, and that's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is the Kedosh Hashem, which can't eat and drink, so where's the Oneg? Therefore it's saying, the Kedosh Hashem, we can't be Ma'anegit, the Einbo lo Achila v'lo Shtia, Zayom HaKippurim. There the Torah is saying, there's still a covet. And what is that covet? Bechsut Nikiya. You should wear clean clothing. Some are Medai, given that the Rambam, Lamaisa brings this to be a Chiyah for Shabbos as well, directly from the same Pasuk. And that this just added in Yom Kippur. But some are medayik from here that this is the minhag that we have of wearing white clothing on Yom Kippur. Because since there's a specific Indian of Ksut Nikiyah that's Berumes in the Kedosh Hashem, the Chubad, it's a getter of to be Yoshek and Malachi Asharis and white begotten to be Noki from Chait and so on. And therefore we're marked on additional Nikiyut on Yom Kippur, which is why you should have the Kittel clean specifically before Yom Kippur. And many people do just the opposite. They clean it before Pesach in order to avoid the problem of chomes. It's got a little bit of wine stain, you know, it's still weird on Yom Kippur, but really it's the opposite. V'chibato, Rav Amar, what is the additional cover? I mean, the Pashas of the Pasuk, because the Rambam is referring to Shabbos. What is the additional cover that you could do in terms of Enoch Shabbos? So Rav Amar, that means to be makdim the Su'uda. Have an early Su'uda Shabbat. Shmuel says, no, it means to eat the Su'udah later. Now we'll see that it's not really a machloket. It depends on what your normal minhag is. Because B'nai Rav Papa Bar Abba, ask Rav Papa. I mean, we're so rich to go in Anan. The Shkiach Lam Bisra V'chamra Kol Yuma, we have meat, we have wine every single day. So what really shows the difference between a Su'udat Shabbat and a regular Su'udah? So B'mai Nishayinye, what should we do differently on Shabbos? Amar lahu irigilitu lagdumei. If your norm is to have an early su'udah in the day, then achrua, make it later, so that it should be the ochel should be more chaviv to you, that you have a greater desire to eat, you're more hungry. Irigilitu lagdumei. If you generally eat a late meal, then be makdim it in the morning to show that it's meal for Shabbos, akdumua. Rav Sheshetz, who was blind and was afraid that he would go on with his drasha too long, and he couldn't see what time it was. So what he would do was he would put, it depends on the season, the kaita, if it was during the kayits where it was hot. So he was motivated Rabban Hechel Matya Shimshe, he would put the seats in the drosha. The Talmidim should be sitting right across the window where the sun comes and gets them boiling hot, and they'll get very uncomfortable, and they'll hear them moving around in their chairs to get out of the room, and they'll know it's time to end the drosha. And in the winter, we would put the davka in a place where it was cold, where there was sail, and that way they would be uncomfortable because they were cold. And that way he wouldn't go on with the drusha too long. So there, the situ, one of them to get up early, And they shouldn't come late to the Seudah. Rabbi Zeira was Mahadra, Zuzi, Zuzi, Darabon. He would go around the Beis HaMedrash. We find guys learning during the time of Zuzi Shabbos. He would say, please, get out of here. Bamtuta minaycha lotachalalune. Don't be mechal Shabbos by being mevatel the tanugim of Shabbos. Omar Rav Avitam Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Afilo yachid amitpalel berav Shabbat. Tzarich lomar vayachulu. Even if you are a Yachid, you still say Vayechulu on Erev Shabbos. Now, what is that referring to? So it's very interesting. The Rosh brings that he saw Old Sidurim, and in the Old Sidurim, it did not have a Vayechulu in Myriv for Shabbos. It just brought the Pasek of the Chiyuv for Shabbos, because of the Tarasava didn't go to the Vayechulu. So that this means that you should say Vayechulu in your Tefillah, and a Yachid should add Vayechulu to his Tefillah. That's how we understand. So other understanding to mean Vayechulu after. Other understanding means Vayechulu you should say before your Kiddush. So Lamaisa, we do all of them. And this is because this way you are being made on Maisa Bereshis with the Vayechulu. The Omar, Rav Amnuna, Kol HaMitpalel Berev Shabbat, V'mer Vayechulu, Ma'alala V'katuv Ki L'Nasir Shutef L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis. Since you're being made on Maisa Bereshis. And this is merumas in the word vayechulu. Altikri vayechulu ela vayechalu. Vayechulu is lashon rabbi. So together, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayochol finish the world. Omar Rabbi Elazar, yes, because the saying it out is the same as the creation. Minayin shad yibur kemase. Shemar bidvar Hashem shemayim nasus. You see that the dibur is nechav kemase. Omar v'chistomar nabukva. Kol ha-mitpalel berev Shabbat v'omer vayechulu. Shnei malachi ha-shareta malavin lo la-adam. We have two special malachim who walk a person around. This is a question whether this is the same malachim that accompany a person back home on Shabbos. We say shalom aleichem. But there are those who tiny that on a Malach Asher, you can't say one is a Malach Tov, one is a Malach Ra. It's not sure that's a Malach Asher, so it's such thing as a Midas Adin Malach Asher. Okay, but in any event, we always have Malach Asher. So that's the tefillah that we used to say before going into the bathroom that we had earlier. So here are the two Malach Asher that walk a man home from the Beit HaKnesset to Beito, similar. They are put their hands on his head, and they say, V'sara v'necha v'chatat chatechupar. Because you were made on my sabereshis, anything that you did wrong is mochel to you. This is a kapora for all your chatoyim. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Mer Shnei Malachi Asharit Melavin Lo Adam Berev Shabbat B'Beit HaKnesset L'Beito. So some don't have the girsa Asharit. Echad Tov, Echad Ra. U'Kishabala Beito. He comes into his house. He's what's in there, Daluk. And he finds the shulchan is Aruch, and the beds are made. The Malach Tov says, this is a kavod Shabbos. Yirotzen Shetel Shabbat Acheret. Kach. You should have another Shabbos like this. Malach Ra has to say Amen, Bal Korcho. But if the table isn't set and the house isn't ready for Shabbos, then the Malach Ra says, this guy is not Mechabit Shabbos, Yirat Shetel Shabbat Acheret Kach. And then the Malach Tov has to say Amen, Bal Korcho. Omar Rabbi Elazar, this issue of having a set table has nothing to do with how much you're going to be serving. There's two different issues. The table itself is a covet of Shabbos. You may be eating somewhere else, or maybe at a big tzuras mitzvah before Shabbos. Nothing to do with it. You have to have a beautiful table. You have to have a suda to be malave the Shabbat also. Even though whatever you need is a very small amount, how much are you going to eat mitzvah Shabbos? The covet is setting a table. Chamin b'motzei Shabbat melugma, to have hot coffee, hot tea on a mitzvah Shabbos after you ran out of water on Shabbos. This is a melugma, it's a refuah for you. And fresh bread, warm bread b'motzei Shabbat after everything on Shabbos, how hot could it have been? That's a refuah. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Afuki Shabbat. Every mitzvah Shabbos, Rabbi Avu used to have them make an eaglet, Yiltan eaglet, the first third born eagle, which is the best one. And he only would eat the kidneys. Now when Abimi, his son, grew up, he told him, Abba, we're wasting so much money. What do we have to shech the whole special eaglet tilto every Shabbos you don't eat? Let's leave over from what was here for Leil Shabbos. And you'll eat the kidneys on Mitzvah Shabbos. For that, the Indian, whatever Indian you had. So they did. Sure enough, what happens? Comes along a lion and eats up the eaglet tilto that was supposed to be shechted, but they thought they served. The lion got the whole thing. A different perushim. Why? Because fresh, of course, is a bigger kofet for Shabbos. They should have shechted fresh. Or maybe they were mafsid what they would have been had men from on the Shabbos by saving it over. Okay. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, once we've already had the Mahamor, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi vis-a-vis Shabbos, we continue on into other inyanim, not only b'negea Shabbos and Vayachulu, but b'chlam, kol ha'ina amen yehish mei rabba mevorach, b'chol kochol, just like with Kareg Zardin and Avon Chat Chupar, so do somebody who enters with all of his kayaks, the Bachlok is Rishonim, and Achronim also, about whether B'chol Kochol means physical strength or his spiritual strength, that he has all the Kavona, or some Aral learns all the Diktuk and the Tevas to pronounce it correctly. So that everybody, anybody who says that, B'chol Kochol Korim Lo Gzardino, where do we see it? Shinarma Bifroa Praot B'Yisrael. What's Bifroa Praot? Bifroa Praot means when Puranut were going to be coming. And instead, they were canceled before our parahot. So we canceled the puranot, is the meaning. Beit nadev am borchu Hashem. My time before our parahot, why did they cancel the bad things that were going to happen? Mishum de borchu Hashem, because they gave over this brocha takarish borchu, bechol kocham. That's the pshat. Rabbi Barava and Rabbi Yochanan. Says it's even more, even if the person had a shemetz of Aved Zora. Anyway, he's meichim lo. Because before our parahot is the same lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu uses when he sees what was going on by the ego. It says, Vayarki ki parua, Amitam ki parua. So obviously parua has to do with a desire for Avodah Zarah. And nonetheless, it says that we'll cancel the Puranut. Ramar Shlakish, kol ha'oneh amen bekokokho. Whenever a person says with all of his heart, amen, potchim lo sha'arei gan eden, she'nemar pitchu sha'arim, open up the gates, the pearly gates, the beautiful gates. The avo goy tzadik, shomer emunim. What's that, shomer emunim? I'll take shomer emunim. Ela she'omrim aminim, those who say amen. And that itself is an expression of the deepest level of emuna. What is the meaning of amen? Yom Rebbe Chanina, it's a remes to el melech ne'aman. A person believes that all these things are going to happen. These brokas will be chal, the world will be perfect, and Gan Eden awaits. You should know that in Adleika Mitzuyah, we don't find fires breaking out in homes. There's a remez in a pasuk. You don't listen to me, says Yirmiyahu, to keep Shabbos properly, not to carry on Shabbat, and to come b'sha'arei Yerushalayim b'yom ha'Shabbat, then v'tzatiyesh b'sharei, I'm going to burn down the sharim of Yerushalayim. V'achlar manot Yerushalayim v'lo tichbeh. The fire will not go out. What's the pshat v'lo tichbeh? Omrim nachbar yitzchak means the fire will break out of time that the fire department won't come because everybody's busy at home with their own sort of Shabbos. So it means b'sha'ah shem b'nei yadam mitzvi l'chavotah. So the Shabbos itself will break out with a fire. Omer Rabbi Elul Chorva Yerushalayim Ela Bishvil Shechilaluba At HaShabbat. The Churban came only after they were Mechal Shabbos, because you find that it says Beferish in the Pasuk that the Kohaneach Hamsu Torati VeChalalu Kachi, and then it says and Mishab Totaya Lima Inayim, says Yecheskel, they ignored Shabbos. VeAchel B'Tocham, they were Mechal Me. That's why it was destroyed. Omer Rabbi Abba Elul Chorva Yerushalayim LeShabitlu Kriyat Shema Shacharit VaArvit, because what does the Navi Yeshayahu say? Hoy mashkime baboker. People wake up in the morning, what's the first thing they do? They look for a shot of whiskey. Sheikhar yerdofu. They sit around late at night. What do? Get turned on by wine. Yayin yadlikem. Are they sitting there and learning and saying over Kriyachma? Vayachinor v'nevel v'tov v'chalil v'yayin mishteyem. All they're interested in is their hedonistic lifestyle. V'tpoal Hashem lo yabitu ma'asei adav lo ra'u. Therefore l'chein gala amimi b'lidat. They don't have the dot of Yichud Hashem, and because of that, they went into Galut. It's because they gave too much vacation to the kids in school. Shenemar, because look, it says Beferish in Yirmiyahu that what happened over here is Shvoch al Olal Bachutz, pour out my anger on the children in the streets. What's Pshat? Pour out on the children, Bachutz, not a Pshat. Matam Shvoch, why do we pour out my anger? Because the kids are in the street. What are they doing in the street? Why aren't they in school? That's a Pshat. They had no boshet panim. The whole society accepted that they could do whatever they wanted. There's nothing to be embarrassed about anymore. It's an absolute embarrassment. They have no shame from each other. You know, the internet will report this on this guy one day and the same thing on the next guy the other day. No, the Churban didn't come from that. The Churban came because the Hanifa, so that, you know, that everybody was going around, big Mechabit, Arava, going to every idiot, you know, Ayaka'am Kakohen. Now, once that's true, so then what's the next Pasuk say? That he boked the Bokaritz. That from that, says Yeshayahu, the whole land will be opened, emptied. He boasts, he boasts. because it's the biggest bizoyan that it makes everybody's the same. That's today. That's the everybody's the same. You got this guy's blog and that guy's blog. Everybody's got what to say. The problem is that nobody was willing to openly tell someone else what he's doing wrong. What's the pshat ke'elim? How does a ram? Because you take a look when they walk, an aisle zero, they walk around, they got their head down, one guy's facing the other guy's rear end, put their heads down, you know. Nobody sees what's going on. Same thing, Yisrael Shabbat HaDark of Shuk. Hey, look down, you don't notice that everybody's a no-good. It's because of the bizuy of the Chachamim. Until finally, HaKadosh Baruch couldn't take it anymore. There was no way to save it. What does it mean, lein marpa? What's my eden marpa? Because there's review, that's been Komar Afkal Mavazat Amr Chokham, there can be no refuala makato, there's no way to save him. Omer Vidomarab, my dechtiv out tigubi Mishichai, who been Viay Altareo, who are Mishichai, those are Tinakot Bechavan, because they used to they put baby oil on the kids, who is a Mashiach. I would say the ones that are anointed, those are little children that are being brought to Cheder, those are Tinakot Shabbat Rabban. Niviay refers to Talmid Chachomim, because that's the Chokham out of Minovi. And Amar Shlokish Bishum Rav Yehuda Nesia, Ein Olam. This is not to be confused with Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Rav Yehuda Nesia is a grandson of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Ein Olam Mitkayem Moshiel Evel Tinoka Shabbat Rabban. The world only stands because of these little kids learning. I'm little Papa. Well, what's wrong with our learning? We're pretty good, you know. I mean, we keep a good schedule. And Lididiv and Yidach, my, why is our learning no good? Said Abayatan, it's no comparison. Ein Odomeh Hevel Sheish Bochet Lehevel Shein Bochet. You know, older people, they're not as innocent. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. I mean, once you're saying things anyway, you don't know what you're talking about. It's all heaven. So you're trying your best. No, okay, so kids learning holidays. At least they're innocent, you know. You pretend that you know what you're talking about. Even if you need to build a base of Mikdash, put it off a little bit. You don't cancel Cheder. I have a Kabbalah from my, or some say Miavotecha, from the Mishpachat Anasi. If there's no cheder in a town, it's wiped out. Ravino Amar, no, it's Bechiav Ambezdin to be Machri Mimota. Indeed, Amar Ravel Ochorvi, Yerushalayim Meshvil Shepasku Bimena Anshe Amana. Yerushalayim was destroyed only because you couldn't find any faithful people in it. Shalama Shout to Bechutzot Yerushalayim. Go! Take your candle, walk around the entire city, and see, says Yirmiyahu, Ru'u, Du'u, Runa, Du'u, B'chuber Chuvotea. If you find one person, Oseh Mishpat, B'vakesh Emuna, find one person who's looking for honesty and faithfulness, I'll forgive the whole city. I'll bet you can't find one. What? What do you mean you can't find one? Amrav Ketina. On the contrary, it's Afilu B'shat Kishlonash Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim's worst hour. There were always honest people, faithful people, because we see it says Beferish also Yishayo. It says Ki Itfos Ish Be'achiv Beit Aviv. People will be so desperate for someone to lead them, they'll grab somebody and they'll say, "Listen, Simlalacha Katzin Tielanu VaMakshela Zotachat Yadecha." They'll say to him, "Listen, you know, you have, you can wear it. You know, the things that people Dvarim Shabbat Yadam Mitkasvim Kesimla Wisdom, which people wear, you have it. VaMakshela Zot This Divrei Torah." Which is so easy to be nikshal b'hem. Dvorim shein b'nei adam omdim alei yamelam ken yikshalim b'hem. Things that people learn very painfully. Yesh natachat yadecha. You have it. Katzin tialono. Please, you be our leader. And what will be? On that day, Yisab Yomer will lift his hands up and making a shvuah, and he'll say, "You're wrong, guys. Lo yechovesh. I don't know anything. Bebeiti ein lechem, ein simla. Lo tisimuni katzinam. I don't want to be. This is the, you know, life of Brian over here. Please, I am not the Messiah. You've come to the wrong guy. Why not be a Messiah? Because people were honest, right? Lo yechovesh. Yisab a lashon shvuah. V'chinam lo tisah shem Hashem lekecha. Lo yechovesh. Meaning, I was never mechov shatzman beit hamidrash. I was a batlan. Well, because I went to yeshiva, you think I know something. I was a batlan in the Beis HaMedrash. Bebeiti ein lechem, ein simla, I don't got no nothing. Ein biyadi lo mikra, lo mishnah, lo gemara. What are you coming to me for? Wait a minute, that doesn't prove that they're honest. It just proves they don't want to be found out. I mean, if the guy becomes, you know, make him Rosh Shiva, then they'll say to him, "Go give us a drosha," then they'll find he doesn't know anything. So, me might, Dilma Shani, to be Amalu, because if they'll say to him, "Yeah, I know everything," so say, "Okay, so teach, I'm really Amalan." No, because even so, what does he have to say? I was a Batla, and he has to say, I never knew anything. He could say, oi, I used to know Kalat Harakula, you know, but I've got, it's been a while. I'm rusty. I mean, he doesn't have to say, I was always a Batla. Why does he say, lo hayechovesh klal? So obviously, the guy is very honest. So that means even at the worst moment, Yerushalayim is falling apart. You're looking around desperately for a leader. There's still faithful people. Lokash, we're faithful people in terms of Divrei Torah. Try to find me someone who's faithful in business. That you'll never find, says HaKadosh. If you can't find one guy you can trust in business, that's the end of Yerushalayim. Tam b'masah u'matan. I wanted to add, Tosva says over here that when Amen means Kel Melech Ne'aman, that there's a chiyuv to be Mahar when you say Amen with that concept, Kel Melech Ne'aman. Others learn that like Tosva, but rather it should take you as long to say Amen as the words Kel Melech Ne'aman, because we need to define an Amira of Amen. It says it can't be too fast, can't be too slow. Tosva also brings both Pshat and Kolon Amen Yesh Ben Rabba. So Tosva initially says that it's called Kavanato, like Rosh. It doesn't mean make a lot of noise and scream, but the he says that he found in the Psikta that actually it's Dafka Bekol Ram. So that's Mevatli Gzerot Kashot. So Mashpah that both in Yonim are Choshev. Raya to Karlim and Hatar Raminayim. Also, the Rush actually brings this. This Vice, I told you that he looked in the old Sidurim and it didn't have a Vayechulu. So he says, where did this business of saying Vayechulu after the Tefillah come about? Because if he learns that it means to say Vayechulu in Tefillah, is what the Gemara is referring to. He says that came about because of Yontif. When Yontif comes out on Shabbos, you don't say Vayechulu in the davening. You say the Atav HaChatanu. So because of that, they were mitakein to say Vayechulu afterwards. So once they already made it for Yontif, some people kept it for all the time. But Lamaisa, it's not really the Takon of Vayechulu that the Gemara is referring to. It's fascinating how like we take things for granted. Omrav Nachman Teti Lidika Yemit Shalosh Zodot Peshabbat Omrav Yehuda Teti Lidika Yemit Yun Tvila Omrav Unabrav Yeshua Teti Tidala Sekin Arba Amad Begilui Arosh Omrav Shesha Teti Lidika Yemit Mitzvah Tefillin Omrav Nachman Teti Lidika Yemit Mitzvah Tzitzit, which Rashi learns means Arba Amad Omrav Lerav Yezu Lerav Yezu Bereli Rabba Avuch Bamai Zoyer Tre Omrav Lebit Tzitzit Altai Amai Se Yuma Chana Bekasovi Bedar Gifzik Lekhut Velonachi Veota Kamel Loramya Omrav Abaya Teti Li Vekikazinu Tzitzit I make a siyam. I will not tell the rabbana. Omar Rava Tete Vidi. He had the tzubim rabbana. Come on, Dina. I tell you, I don't even go to sleep. I'm missing the Rishai Beisadia. Come on, Omar Fakina Bezchute. Omar Barbar Ravashi. I couldn't even sit in the bezdin on the tzubim rabbana. I'm possible, Dina. By time, Chavi Valaika Gufoi. Veina Adam Roecho Vala Atzmo. Rebbe Chanina Ma'ati Fekoy Apan Yirmala Shabbat Amar Bov and Etzeli Krat Kalam Shabbat Amar Ka Rebbe Yane Lovishbani Ma'ala Shabbat Amar Boi Chala Boi Chala Rabbe Baravuna Ikla Rabbe Barav Nachman Krivele Tlat Sari Tauchiye Omar Le Wow Mi Ava Yadina De Atina Omar Le What You Think You're More Important Than Shabbat Rebbe Zom And Metlaise Stere Pshite Bissu Metlaise Tafke Mashma Tzinur Ledashu No Get Moving Guys Ashraya Ashraya Rabbi Avoh Aveyati Vatatketa Deshenu Moshev Nura Ravana Lovish Gunda The Tanna Vei Rabbi Shmo Begadim Shebishobem Kedeiral Rabo Nalim Zorgem Kos Rabo Rabbi Safram Achrich Resha Ravaz Malak Shibuta Ravuna Madlik Shrage Rav Papa Gada Petilta Rav Christopherim Silka Rabbi Rav Yosef Metzal Chitzivi Rabbi Zera Metzati Tzatuti Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchus Bechatif Vaya Vechatif Yanofik And what if Rav Amin and Rav Amin Rav Asi I wouldn't take their suitcases myself. They used to say, and if Rabbi Yochanan was coming, we wouldn't take his suitcases. Yosef Moker Shabbat Avod Nochri B'Shvuvute Davin Afishe Nichse Tuva and the Chaldean told him, oh, one day Kulonich say Yosef Moker Shabbat Ochelu. So this guy was desperate, also Zavnina Kulonich say, and he figured he'll carry it around with him. You can take it with you, he believes. Zavin Vu Marganita and Utve Bisaini Badit Kavar Mavra Afrike Zike Shadi Bamaya Bala Kavas Kuya to Apani Mala Shabata. So the fisherman said in the market, Yay man Zavin Gashta, Armla Zil and Tula Gabi Yosef Mokir Shaba, the Rukil the Zavin, and sure enough as Wunale, and he buys it, and Kari and Ashkik by Marganita, Zavni Batlatter Yalti the dinner the Hava, Pogabe Us. Saba, Amar, Mandi Yosef Shabbata, Pare Shabbata. Boy, Mene Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Ashirim, Sheberet Yisrael, Bamaim Zochin, Amal b'shvirshim ha'asrin, shemar ha'aser ta'aser, aser b'shvirshit yit'asher, and b'bavel b'mayim zochin, amal b'shvirshim ha'chabdim et ha'torah, u'b'shar ha'ratzot b'mayim zochin, amal b'shvirshim ha'chabdin et ha'shabbat. Don Reb Chiya Bar Abba palm achat yitarachta etza ba'al abayi belutkia, ve'evi'a lefanav shulchan shel zahav, masui shisha asar b'nei adam, ושיש עשרה שלשלה עוד של כסף קבועות בו. The thing is covered with קערות, כוסות, קיתוניות, צלוחיות קבועות בו. עליו כל מיני מאכל וכל מיני בגדים ובסמים. וכשמניחין אותו אומרים לה, שם הארץ ומלואה, before the ברכה. וכשמסלקין אותו אומרים לה, השמיים שמיים לה, שם והארץ נתן לבני אדם. אמרתי לו, בני, במה זכית לכך? אמר לי, honestly, I used to be a simple butcher. ומכל בימה שהייתה נאה, אמרתי, זאת אלה שבת. אמרתי לו, אשריך שזכית, וברוך המקום שזכרך לקח. אמני קיסו לבי ישוע בן חנניה, אוי, that Cholins, man, מפני בת תפשיל של שבת ריחוד עוד איף, אמר, תבין אחד, יש לנו בשבת שמו, שאני מטילין לתוכו, ריחוד עוד איף, אמר, you gotta send me some of that stuff. אמר לו, כל המשמר את השבת מועילו, שאינו משמר את השבת, אינו מועילו. Omelish Galuta Rivamuna might have little Gdosh Hashem Chubad if it already said Vekarat al Shabbat on it. Omelai, this refers to Gdosh Hashem, which is not on it, which is Yom Kippur. Shein Bolo Achilavalo Shtia, nonetheless, Amrat Torah Kabdu, Bechsut Nikia, Vechibato. What is that? Omelah Agdim, Shmolem Elacher, Omelah Benir of Papa, Baravalor of Papa. What do we do? We're so rich, Kashkiach Babis of Achamako Yuma. How do we make a difference for our Shabbos? אמר לו, עיר הגליטה לקדומי אחרו, עיר הגליטה לאחרו הקדומה. רב ששת בקיטה מוטיב לרבון הלכת אמרת ישים שם, ובסיטה מוטיב לרבון הלכת אמרת יתולה, כי יחד הליקומו היה. רבי זירה מהנרה, זוזי זוזי דרבון, אמר לי, במטוטה מנייך לא תחולו לנה. אמר רב ויתם רבי שובן לוי, אפילו יחיד המתפלל ברב שבת, צריך לומר ויכולו. יום רב אמנון הכל המתפלל ברב שבת ורמי וכולו מעלה והכתוב כאילו נעשה שותף לקדוש ברוך הוא במעשה בראשית, שאמר ויכולו, אל תגרו ויכולו, אלא ויכלו. אמר רבי אלעזר, מניין שהדיבור כמעשה, שנאמר בדבר השם שמיים נעשו. אמר רב חיסדא, אמר מרוקו, כל המתפלל בערב שבת, ואמר ויכולו שני מלאכי אשר איתם מלווים לו לאדם מניחים ידיהם הראשו ואומרים לו, וסור עוונך וחטאתך תכופר. תני רבי יוסף רבי ירמיה משני מלאכי אשר איתם מלווים לו לאדם בערב שבת מבית הכנסת לביתו אחד טוב ואחד רע, כשבא לביתו הוא מצא נר דלוק ושולחן ערוך ומיטתו מוצעת, מלאך טוב אומר, יהי רצון שתהיה לשבת אחרת כך, ומלאך רע אומר, אמן בעל כורחו, ואם לאו מלאך רע אומר, יהי רצון שתהיה לשבת אחרת כך, מלאך טוב עונה אמן בעל כורחו. אמר רבי אלעזר לעולם יסדר אדם שולחנו בערב שבת אף פי שאינו צריך אלא לכזית, ואמר רבי חנינא לעולם יסדר אדם שולחנו במוצאי שבת אף פי שאינו צריך אלא כזית חמין במוצאי שבת מלוגמה, פת חמה במוצאי שבת מלוגמה. רבי אבוי אבינא לבי אפוקי שבת איגלה טילטה and all he ate from it was a kodyata. Ki God al avi me brei amalei, lama galav sidiku leyai, nishpa kodyata bimale shabata. But sure enough, they tried that, ata aryeh, and ate the whole iglatota am. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Kalona, amen. Yesh mei rabba mevorach b'chol kocho, korin lo gzar din, o Hashem mefro ha'prot, yisro b'tadevam, boruchu Hashem. My time of before a pro'ot, bishum boruchu Hashem. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan afilo yesh po shemet shel avodah zarah, mochalim lo, because k'tivacha before a pro'ot, u'k'tivata v'ayar moshe ta'am ki poruah. Om resh logish kalone amin b'chol kocho, פותחים לו שערי גן עדן, שהם פיתחו שערים ויבוא גוי צדיק שומר המונים. אל תקרא שומר המונים, אלא שאומרים אמינים. מה היה אמין? אומר רבי חנינא אל מלך נאמן. אומר רבי 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 שמו משמי לרב אין הדלקה מצויה, אלא במקום שיש חילול שבת. שאומר רבי לא תשמו אלא לקדש את יום השבת, אלא ותיסת מעשה ויצאתי אש בשעריה, ואכלה ארמנות ירושלים ולא תכבה. מה ולא תכבה? מנח בריך בשעה שאין בני אדם מצויין לחבותה. אמר רבי הלוך אור בירושלים משבר שחילו בה את השבת, שהם משבתותי העלימו עיניהם והאחל בתוכה. אמר רבי הלוך אור בירושלים משבר שביטלו קריאת שמה שחרית וערבית שמה, אוי משכימה בבוקר שיחר ירדופו, והיחין אור ונבל וטוב וחלול ויין משתם פול השם לא יביטו, לכן גלה מי בבלידה עד. Omer of the Lord, Horva Yerushalayim, Shemesh Bitlu, Batino, Kotcha, Beit Rabban, Shinama Shvoch, Alolel Bachutz, Matam Shvoch, Mishum Dolel Bachutz, and not in school. Omer of the Lord, Horva Yerushalayim, Shalaya Lem, Poshet Panim Zemize, Shinama Hovishu, Kitea, Toevasu, Gamboshloyev, Osho, Omer of the Lord, Horva Yerushalayim, Elabish, Shushvu, Katan Vegadol, Shinema Vayaka Am, Kakohen, Uchtibatri, he book, Tiboka, Summer of Amra, Brother of Shimabaraman. Shemaraba, Omre B'chanina, Lo Chorva Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil, Shelo Chichuzet, Shema, Hayusra Ke'elim, Lo Matzu Mir'eh, Mai Ayel Zero, Shoshaseh, B'Tzad Znavo Shaseh, Af Yisra Shvato Ador, Kofshu Pneim B'Karka, Lo Chichuzet, Omre B'Yira Lo Chorva Yerushalayim, Shvil Shvil Bizu Bat Amidei Chachamim, Shema V'Yum Alivim B'Malachei Elohim, Bozim B'Dvarov, M'Ta'ateim B'Nevi'av, Ad Alot Kemat Hashem Ba'amo Adlein Marpa, Ma Adlin Marpa Omar, Rebuna Maravkal Mavazat Amelkochamilo Refuala Makato, Om Rebuna Marab, my dictiv Altigubi Mishikai, Ubin Viai Altareo, Altigubi Mishikai Altino Kocho Betrapan, Ubin Viai Altareo Elatamideka Hamim, Omish Log Mishum Rebuna Nesia and Olamit Kayimish Velatino Kocho Betrapan, Omele Popola Bai, what's wrong with me and you? Omele in a dome of a sheshbochet, have a shame bochet, Omish Log Mishum Rebuna Nesia and Mavatino Kocho Betrapan, a few. Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Vorm Eshlokish Lebrevirazia Kach Mekublana Miavotech, some say he said him, Miavotecha, Kol Yishin Batinoka Shebet Rabban Machrivinota, Revina Sadam Machrivin Machrimimota, Omar Ravalo Korvi Yerushalayim, Shush Poskuimano and Shea Mana, Shama Shoti to Bechutzot Yerushalayim, and see around, Ruuna do Big Shuber Chovotea, Him Tim Tsui Shasemish Pat Mevakesh Emunah Veslachla. Any, we know there was Emunah, Omar Rav Katina Vidabashat Kishulnash, Yerushalayim Lo Poskuimano and Shea Mana. Shemar kit pos ish biachiv beit aviv sim lalacha katzin tialanu dvarim shebnei adam mitkasim behem kesimla yesh lan tachat yadcha hamachshela zot tachat yadecha dvarim shebnei adam omdin aleihem elohim ken nichshalim behem yesh lan tachat yadecha so be a katzin tialanu on that the yisav hayom lemor no way lo yaakov ish. And then he said, "Lashon Shvuah, V'chirim Lo Tisad Shem Hashem, Lo Yaakovish, believe me, I'm a batlin, Lo Yaakov Sheatvon B'Beit HaMidrash, B'Beiti En Lechem En Simla, I don't know nothing, Lo Mikra, Lo Mishra, Lo Gemara." But how do you know that's because he's honest? Maybe because he would be found out. Dil Bashani Yatib Yomer Lo Gemirna, so they'll tell him, okay, so teach. Because he could have said, Avi Lo Gemirna, Gomer V'Shokach. Why did he say, Lo Yaakovish Chalab? Anyways, that explained the fact that there were on Shei Amanah. Lokash kan b'divrei Torah, kan b'basa uv'matan.